So, Ian, roll damage.
He said he had an aid, if I remember correctly. He got cut off before he could say that.
At least, so you stab her, and you run her through, but she's still up. Still can fight.
Is she still healthy?
She's starting to look a little worse for wear, considering...
She's prone still? Okay, cool.
The amount of time she's been stabbed.
Ooh, I'm thinking of something.
And other things. So Ian's turn. Now it's the Drider's turn, who is the only one left. He runs away.
Pussy.
He's like, eh, whatever.
He just hears in the background, pussy.
I mean, in the drow world, if you're a Drider, you are a pussy.
Cool. Well, now he knows it even more, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the Yakul. It's his turn.
Mother.
No. No. Oh,
okay.
You just chose not to give it a turn.
I forgot. So I'll give it now. Mwah! He comes over to you, Brennan.
No. Stop.
Yep. Dice dictate it so. And what's.
Don't forget it has advantage.
Yep. It's going to do a multi-attack on you.
Seeing as I don't have that much health left, I think I'm about to go unconscious.
So, first thing it's going to do, slam.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
How much HP does it have?
Good.
It's a C10, so it's going to use its other attack. It's going to do another slam.
Oh.
What's your armor?
Not hug. No. It's 15.
This time it hits?
No.
This is 2d6. Oh, can you make me a constitution?
Oh, 2d6 isn't terrible. That is a 12. No, 16. Not a 20-some. It's a 16.
So this will be 3d6.
Oh, no.
9, 11.
I'm still not unconscious. I have 1 HP.
So what happens is it hits you for 2 damage. You're like, oh, I think I'm fine. And then poison sets in.
Bah. Ouchie, that hurt.
Crap.
And you puke a little bit of blood up.
Am I poisoned then, currently?
No, it's just poison.
Is he unconscious now or out right now?
I have 1 HP.
Nope.
I have
You got one HP.
Good.
Can we just kill this fucking priestess and send this thing back to hell where it belongs, please?
Yeah, let's kill
him.
Got it.
So. Ian went. Now it's Wolf Dini.
Come on, Wolf Dini.
Come on, Wolfie.
Now punch that priestess, bitch.
Wolf Dini, like, basically, he moves so fast that it's almost like he teleports in front of the Lolith, champion.
Please tell me he got a natural one.
He got 2 natural 20s.
No! It's the opposite of what I wanted. And quite literally the opposite.
Oh, Wolf Dini to the rescue, at least.
Please tell me this man just gets vaporized.
He punches her so hard that her head just kind of explodes.
Yeah.
So she's dead and the Yakul disappears.
Skulls for the skull throne.
See you later.
He even does the second punch just because.
Wait, is this the priestess that's been crushed?
Yes.
Oh. Cool.
Well, can
and the
Yakul
just
that.
Disappeared.
Good. I think we
so
killed
So now it's just the drow warriors.
Oh, no, we didn't kill them all.
How many are left?
One warrior comes up to you, Brandon. I'm sorry, one of the drows came up to you. And he rolled a 20. And he does 10 points of damage to you. With his sword.
I am what you call unconscious.
Yep.
Okay, when it's my turn, I'm going to go for that drow.
One more is going to come up onto Wolfdini. And he misses. The other one's going to come up on Wolfdini. And he misses. Wow. These guys suck. And this guy also missed Wolfdini. The other four are going to attack Rita. One hits. And does 2 points of damage. Like, that's nothing to Rita's health pool. Alright. We're now back at the top with the dragon's turn.
Wait, the dragon's turn, or is it Norma and Rita?
It's the dragon's turn because she goes first.
Hmm.
So she jumps over all of you guys, and she's going to attack the three drow attacking Rita with her claws and bite.
Wait, so the dragon is on our side again?
She's always been on our side. Now.
Oh, she was just... She was just controlled by a collar.
Yep.
I don't like that laugh.
Those three drow just died. Like,
did the dragon finally do something?
The dragon, now that it's collar free and its mistress isn't alive anymore, just killed the four drow that were surrounding Rita.
Is there any minis left?
There's four more left.
Okay.
I'm kind of preoccupied with other problems.
Yeah.
So Narmo is right above you, Brennan, and he pulls out a health potion and pours it down your throat.
Okay, I was gonna say, I don't have any, so.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
he's
you
unconscious.
Do. You had some don't. From the last
Well, I don't know how many I had, so I didn't write them down, so I'm just saying no, I don't.
Yes, you do. I know.
I say I had one.
So yes, you do.
How many did I have?
You had like nine.
Nine? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I know. Okay, I also had a bunch of swords and stuff, but I'm not looking that up. So let's see how much HP I get. Oh, ooh, I get 8.
Good. That means I don't have to use Spread the Dying on you. All right, cool.
I mean, you could have. You still can.
I would, but I don't have to now.
Narmo then pulls out his bow, and he shoots one of the closer drow warriors. All right, that drow warrior's head comes off. Next, it's Rita's turn. She's going to lay on hands and then not do anything else. The thief trainer. Okay. He fell off in the dragon's jump. So he's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. He's going to hide. Now it's Brennan's turn.
I'm going to get up. So I'm going to stand up.
Do I need roll me a strength check off? To get the collar like, off
I need
of you?
I was going to be like, I need to move this, don't I? 5.
The collar falls back down on you.
Do I take any more damage?
No.
Okay. Oh, that would have been funny.
Can I see any of the draw from this position?
Yeah, you can see like 3 of them.
I'm going to make a short bow attack with disadvantage because I'm on the ground.
Okay.
Ah, that's what I was looking for. 8.
Your shot just goes wide.
Yep.
It almost looked like you were trying to shoot the sun.
Yep. Oh.
Wait, I think you said
if
it was
I use a dash, if I use a dash action, can I try to get up again?
Why not?
Okay, so I'm going to use dash as my bonus action, and I'm going to try to get up again. A strength check again?
Yep.
See? That's much better, a 15.
You push the collar off and you slide up.
And I'm going to move 5 feet backwards, away from the drow.
Marcel, it's your turn.
How far are they from me, the drow?
Like 10 feet.
Is someone nearby I can flank with? Can help me flank you then. Damn it. Alright, I'm gonna go up to him. It's my, I'm gonna go up to him, one of them. I don't care which one. Which one's the most damaged, actually?
They're all at full health.
Dang it. Alright, I'm gonna attack one of them. I don't care which. It's my quarterstaff.
Alright, roll attack.
1 second. 19.
You hit.
Yeah, I'm gonna use a versatile as well, so attack it with my D8. Sweet. 2 damage.
You hit him, and it's kind of like if you punched Bruce Lee. It's like hiya, boom, and you, but it's still rock hard, solid person.
Mm.
Next up is Mike. You go.
Okay, I'm going to attack that drow that was trying to attempt to kill. Well, I'm going to attack the one that Marcel was attacking.
Okay.
I'm going to use Action Surge again to. And then I'm going to go for stabbing that drow in the chest.
Okay. So you're flanking it. Roll with advantage.
18.
That hits.
4 damage.
Again, you graze the drow, but it's not.
Oh,
much.
I said I was aiming for his heart area.
Doesn't matter. He's got a lot of health. You just graze him. All right, Wilmer, your turn.
Wait. So how many drow are there now?
3.
Okay.
Oh, make me a strength check.
Oh yeah. 18.
You stay on the dragon.
Okay, let's see. What's the closest drow to me?
Probably 35 feet from you.
I'm gonna chuck a javelin at one of the drow.
Okay.
Which one? The one that me and whoever was it?
The one that's 35 feet away. And it's because it's in range. It's nicely in range. So, okay. That's a 19.
That hits.
Okay. 1d6 plus 6. 12.
You skewer him right through the body cavity, and he's like, ah. But he's still up.
Ah.
Ian, it's your turn.
Okay. Do we have any drow unengaged at this point?
The one that Wilmer just skewered, and another one who's just kind of out in the middle of the field, kind of looking around going, what the fuck's happened?
All right. I'm going to kind of get out of the huddle and go to the isolated one.
Okay.
And I'm just going to step up and confront him and do a regular rapier attack.
Okay.
And that will be a 19 hit.
That hits.
So that's going to be 12 damage, piercing damage.
You continue with your proficient striking, and you go right through the body cavity and right out. And like you are a true fencer, and he's hurt, but he's not down.
Okay, I'll end my turn there.
All right. It is now Wolfini's turn. And he's going to join Marcel and Mike. And he does a whopping 21 damage. Wow.
Okay.
He's still up, but he's hurting badly.
Oh, you mean the
drow? Yeah, the drow. The two that have just been scared, who are technically the one who has been skilled with the javelin, he runs away. The one in front of you, Ian, is going to try and run away. Make an attack of opportunity.
All right, copy that. So we're looking at a... Come on, glasses. 22.
That hits.
Okay. We have a... how very nice. 13 damage, piercing.
All right, you skewer him again. Good. He's hurt and he buggers out. And then the one that that Marcel, Wolfdini, and Mike all make an attack.
Wait, I make an attack?
Yeah, opportunity attack. He's running.
Okay, I'm gonna attack him. I'm gonna attack him with my firebolt. Joy. 11 plus 16.
That hits.
I got a 16.
That hits. Just roll damage, guys.
4.
I got a 4, but my longsword does plus 2 damage since I've got a proficiency with martial.
So you guys aren't sure what killed him. Well, Thini's fists, the firebolt, or the sword, but he just turns to ash.
Well, let's just know that we killed
him. He's a corpse now.
And the other ones are going to run away unless you guys want to give chase.
Yeah.
You want to give chase?
Was it possible to perceive that any or all of these drow warriors were carrying missile weapons?
Yes, they were all carrying bows.
Okay, I'm going to give chase then.
Okay. So...
I think I'll follow
the dragon jumps on them and just kind of squishes them.
Oh, okay.
They become goo. Alright, so we gotta finish up quickly. The king wakes up. And now he sees what truly was happening because his charmed spell is gone. And with that, we're going to end it.